Thank you for joining us for a special edition of Behind the Music here on 89.3 FM WMKV and 89.9 FM, serving Butler and Warren counties. We are here with a very special guest, the first time we've ever been privileged to have him on this radio station. But we welcome Todd Green, who will be performing at the Fairfield Community Arts Center. It's coming up this Friday, September 20th at 8 p.m. And I guarantee you that there is probably something that Todd will play for everyone's taste, because Todd Green is a multi-instrumentalist who performs original music on over 30, get that, 30 acoustic string, flute, and percussion instruments from all over the world. He's inspired by many different cultures in the Middle East and Central Asia, the Far East and South America. And the something that you're definitely not only going to want to hear, but also observe and be part of on this Friday, September the 20th at the Fairfield Community Arts Center, is the fact that Todd will be playing a lot of these instruments with himself through a special, almost like a layering device that helps him do this. For those who may be familiar with an artist named Samite, who is an African artist, he has come up with a kind of a device, and Todd, yours may be totally different, but allows him to do different vocal sounds and literally loop those sounds around until he can sing literally with himself as he goes. Is that similar to what you'll be doing at the Fairfield Community Arts Center?
Yes, thank you for inviting me here today. It probably is about the same idea. They're called loopers. There's a lot of different types. The ones I'm using are, I'm using actually four of them, but I have a customized looping system that controls them, which is unique because it was designed for me. And what I'm able to do as I'm playing live, they're watching me play all the instruments, but as I layer them, it isn't just a repetitive over and over again loop. I can actually orchestrate it with my foot as I'm playing live. So I can have certain instruments fade away. I can have different sections go back and forth from different sections like that. So it's a very elaborate way of playing, doing a sort of a one-man band. The performance is a combination of kind of ancient exotic instruments with modern technology.
And that is different from what I saw Samite do, because literally his just kept going and eventually they would fade out, so you could only have so many loops going at once. This sounds to me like whether you're a tech geek who would like to see how this is done or a music lover, this is a perfect night out coming up this Friday. How did you find yourself playing 30 different instruments? I imagine some may be somewhat similar, but there are great disparities in some of the instruments that you play. How did you learn all of these?
One secret to let out is I'm still learning them all. You never, with music, you never learn everything. In fact, I think I've learned through the years that the more you learn, the better you get on an instrument, the more you realize you don't know. That's kind of the magic of music. It's a never-ending horizon. I started on guitar. I think the common thread through starting as a kid liking blues and rock and then finding jazz and getting involved with that and actually even going to Berklee College of Music in Boston, studying jazz and composition and performance. The common thread throughout it all is improvisation. I love improvising. And these cultures that I'll be playing a lot of music from, like India and the Middle East, that's the basis for their music. It isn't orchestrated and worked out to the nth degree like we do here. There, they have certain skeletal frameworks that they work from, and then it's spontaneous right on the stage. It's the feeling they have that night, the feeling of the center, the feeling of the response they get from the audience. That's exactly what I'm doing. I love that tradition. I love the improvising tradition. And so every concert is fairly unique. You know, there are a few pieces here and there that are like solo guitar pieces that I all play. But overall, the overall shape of the concert is unique in that I never know where it's going to wind up going in a lot of the instances. And there's surprises to me as much as possibly the audience listening at the same time.
One would say that you're creating art right there on the stage. And as opposed to somebody who might recreate the same piece of art over and over again with someone playing a particular hit from an album or a CD, you're actually creating brand new sounds and brand new combinations of these different instruments every night that you play. So every place is a totally different orchestration, if you will. Is that correct?
That's right. Exactly right. And essentially, since most people, for most of the types of music I'm playing, they're not that familiar with them. One of the common comments I get at end of concert is, I've heard these instruments on soundtracks. I never knew what they looked like. And so really they're hearing them for the first time and seeing them for the first time. And so a lot of the concert, I'll try to keep it somewhat traditional. In other words, an Indian piece will be kind of the way you would hear if it was the three or four Indian musicians playing the music. But I'll every once in a while throw in some other instruments from other cultures just because I'm just hearing it there, or just for whatever reason it seems to go that direction. And so they'll hear some of it as traditional sounds and some of it as kind of a world fusion sound, which is very popular now. A lot of players from around the world, with the internet and the ability to travel to different parts of the world, there's a lot of that mixing of cultures. And so I really like that a lot too. And so they'll hear some of it as a traditional Middle Eastern or Chinese sound, and some of it they'll hear with instruments that are not as indigenous to that area.
If you're just joining us here on WMKV and WLHS, our very special guest on this special, Behind the Music, is Todd Green. He will be performing at Fairfield Community Arts Center this Friday. It's right around the corner. This Friday, September 20th at 8 p.m. Tickets are still available, and you can get them at 513-867-5348 or at the Fairfield Community Arts Center. You can walk right up to the box office during business hours at 411 Wessel Drive in Fairfield. Now, Todd Green, you have, I wish I could describe this on the radio, but maybe you could paint a picture for us. The Fairfield Community Arts Center is a wonderfully intimate theater. No seat is really too far away from the stage. And what will your stage look like that evening? Is there a typical display of all of these instruments out on the stage? How will it look?
Yeah, there will be. In fact, people can go to my website, which is my name, toddgreen.com. Todd has two D's and green like the color. There's no E on the end. And you can see, actually, as you go through the different pages in the menu, there's pictures of fairly recent concert settings in different theaters. Basically, they will see pretty much all the instruments there. If they're looking at me on the stage, I'll be a little on the right side, a little off center to the right. And then most of the instruments, not all of them, but most of them will be across the stage, the center and to the left stage as they're looking at it. Basically, it's a beautiful layout as far as just the wood, the different color wood and shapes. You know, obviously the string instruments are bigger than the flutes and most of the percussion, so they predominate. But it's essentially flutes, percussion, and strings, both bowed and plucked from around the world. But also, they'll actually hear some one-of-a-kind instruments, because I've been working with a gentleman in California named Fred Carlson since the early 90s. We've been collaborating, and I kind of dream up these hybrid instruments, and he builds them for me. And so we've done five collaborations, and I have two of his instruments with me on this tour. And they're very unique and very beautiful. They'll be featured in a number of different places throughout the evening. The concert officially starts at 8, but I actually, on all concerts I do this, I start a half hour early, usually that's when they open the door, and I do a live solo, mostly guitar, performance off to the side of the stage, like as the people are coming in. So they're not just listening to a CD or something. I'm actually the warm-up band and the in the main event.
I guess one could say that your music kind of defies a direct categorization, maybe a world fusion, as you kind of alluded to a little bit, but really it is a wide-ranging musical experience that people are going to have this Friday night, September 20th, at the Fairfield Community Arts Center. If you had to describe to somebody in a 30-second elevator description of your music, how would you describe it?
Well, that's probably as close as you're going to get, is the world fusion label, I guess you could say. You know, it's an improvising art, kind of a summation of my whole life in music, really, because there's even one point where after the intermission I'll be playing a medley of pieces, starting with a Celtic piece, which is kind of an Irish type
sure.
style music, working itself into a blues and then into an African piece. And so I pretty much am drawing on all the different elements of my life in music, and it's all presented in one evening of music. And so it's a very, very broad spectrum of sound and styles and cultures. You know, everything from what people will be familiar with, the guitar, even though I have some very unusual guitars. I have a 13-string classical guitar and some other hybrid instruments that I mentioned Fred Carlson designed with me that are guitar-based, but they're drawing on a lot of other string instruments from around the world. So it's a big spectrum of everything from solo guitar pieces to ensemble pieces based on the music of Central Asia or India.
I have to imagine that there are some core elements to songs that begin, maybe a particular melody that is yours. But has there ever been something that you actually produced on stage at a performance and say, I have to write this arrangement down. This is something that I have to keep forever. I imagine that you're creating brand new music every night, but there has to be one or two what you might consider masterpieces within what you produce on a regular basis.
What you said is pretty much exactly what happens. Pretty much every night, every concert that I perform, new ideas spring up, and that's just those happy accidents that happen. And a lot of times they develop into a piece or into a section of a piece. And I will, from one concert to the next, I'll remember something that I did, and I'll do that again and then build on that on the next concert. And then those two will be added into the third concert. And so pieces will develop over time. There's a lot of pieces I've written that have just started that way, kind of a spontaneous idea that crops up, and then that I nurture that from one performance to the next. And it eventually becomes a piece that winds up on my CD. And speaking of CDs, I want to mention, too, we'll also have a table set up with a CDs, a book that I wrote, and a DVD that was released. We did an 8-camera, high-def video shoot of a concert I did at the University of Nevada, Reno, last fall. And so that will be also available. I've already done some performances in Virginia before I came up here. And I did not have my new CD. I had the DVD, but not the CD. And we had tried so hard to get it, and they just kind of were slow in getting it out the door. But they've promised me I'm going to have it for this Friday's performance. So we'll have a brand new CD, first time available to the public at this concert.
We certainly hope people will be coming out to see Todd Green in concert with himself. As he puts it, he is a high-tech one-man band of world music, and it is really something to see and to experience. It's not just something to hear. You literally experience all this technology that makes all of this happen, and with these incredibly rare, sometimes ancient designs of instruments. With Todd Green, it's going to be at the Fairfield Community Arts Center. It's coming up already on Friday, this Friday, September 20th at 8 p.m., and we have Todd Green on the phone here with us as he's preparing for this concert coming up on Friday. Todd, you mentioned that you have very many instruments that have ancient legacy or ancient roots. Can you describe a few of the more ancient instruments that you play?
Sure. There's one of the last pieces I play, at least the last string instrument I play in the concert, is a Chinese instrument called a guqin, G-U-Q-I-N. And it's one of the oldest string instruments in the world. It's almost like a beautiful, big, long piece of wood, maybe 8 to 10 inches wide, 38, 40 inches long, and it's got 7 strings on it, and there's no frets. You kind of slide your thumb and other fingers to get the different notes. It's an amazing sounding instrument, beautiful, ancient. It's a very distinctive Chinese sound. And the oldest existing instrument still being played, supposedly, in the world is the guqin, which is almost 1,500 years old, and they're still playing it. That one's very interesting and beautiful. There's a one from India called a sarangi, which is a bowed instrument that actually has 36 strings on it over a skin top. And you have a very unique technique for getting the sound out of that, not pushing down the strings with the tips of your fingers, but touching just below your nail on your cuticle there. And it's the ancient neis from the Middle East are very difficult instruments to learn, but very beautiful, very breathy, very distinctive sounds. People have heard neis a lot in soundtracks and movies. The oud, which is another Middle Eastern string instrument, the guitar comes from the oud. Very, very ancient instrument from the Middle East. And the string instrument, there's drawings of it from 2000 BC. So it's been around for a long time. And as I mentioned, the guitar indirectly has come from the Middle Eastern oud. In fact, a lot of the instruments we play in the West, a lot of the string instruments, they all originated in the Middle East. Persian music had a great influence not only on North Indian music, but also spreading into Eastern Europe and then eventually making its way to the New World, which is, our United States.
So in some ways, you're not just immersed in music on Friday night, but you're also inadvertently getting almost a history lesson and looking back. It's almost like looking back scientifically on the Big Bang, seeing where some of the instruments that our culture revels in and cherishes, where some of these actually came from. Now, did you find these through your travels? Did you find them through research? How did you learn all of these different instruments or learn about them?
Basically, the learning about them is kind of comes with the territory. I've studied the instruments quite a bit, and, you know, I started adding one instrument at a time. When I was in New York, I became interested in the music of India and started studying the bansuri flute, which is the bamboo flute, and the Indian tablas, which are two drums that go together, and they're probably the most expressive drums, I think, on the planet. An amazing tradition, and I'll be demonstrating those on a number of pieces on Friday. And I was just studying them. I wasn't really doing any performing on them. I also started with the Western silver flute. So I have played the silver flute for over 20 years, so I'm mostly concentrating on the bamboo flutes now. I played the cello for over 15 years, but mainly concentrating on other bowed instruments from other cultures. So it was a slow process, and there's a little secret. People, when they see the stage and they hear the performance, they hear the variety from all the different cultures and the different sounds. But to me, in my mind, I'm just seeing strings, flutes, and percussion. And there is a secret once, as you get better and learning how to practice better, not only play better, but practice better, that you know, the different strings, you carry techniques over. You know, you're not relearning instrument from scratch. One string instrument has similar techniques to another. Same with the flute, same with the percussion. So I'm able in my mind to consolidate things, and I've been, you know, playing and practicing for so many years that I've gotten to the point where I can work on certain elements of just one instrument, and it really has an impact on everything I do. It's mainly a connection. That's the whole thing. That's how you become better at music. You become more aware of what you're doing. Usually when we begin as a musician, we're just struggling with technique and we're struggling with other interests, and as you get more and more serious with music, you learn to focus your energy to a point where you can pretty much just pick an instrument up and hear everything you're going to play on it. You know, it's like you don't confuse necks or you don't confuse flutes or anything. You've done it long enough that every time I pick up a specific instrument, a specific string instrument, let's say, I hear all the possibilities with it.
We're talking with multi-instrumentalist Todd Green. He performs original music on over 30 acoustic string, flute, and percussion instruments. And these instruments come from all over the world and from all different times. It's an incredible performance, and they are all layered through a special custom-made layering device that allows Todd to actually create new art every evening that he performs. The next opportunity here in the local area to experience this is at the Fairfield Community Arts Center. It's coming up this Friday. That is September the 20th at 8 p.m. You can get more ticket information at 513-867-5348. You can also get tickets at the Fairfield Community Arts Center, which is at 411 Wessel Drive. And you can also find out more if you go to fairfield-city.org/events. And that's one of the first events that's going to jump right out at you because it's coming up very, very soon. Todd, when you come to different cities or as you travel around the country and around the world, do you find yourself picking up new perspectives on the music that you create?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, every place is unique. Every place is different performance. You know, the stage might look a little bit the same because that helps me find things.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be spending too much time looking for instruments on the stage. So I try to, at least for each tour, I try to keep the same setup. But other than that, it's an exploration for me as much as it is for the people listening because I never know where we're going to go. You know, it's like, and so much of it depends on the audience because you can sense, and any artist can do this. This is not unique to me. Any artist that's been doing it for a while can definitely sense the communication that you're creating with your audience. That feeling that you get, and that feeling you get from just the setting that you're in, the acoustics of that setting, all of that plays a part. You know, and I've done huge. Just layers and balconies and, you know, lots and lots of seats down to very small, intimate jazz clubs, you know, and I can't say I like one better than the other. They each have their own personality, and it has colors the music in a subtle way. All of them, as I mentioned earlier, a fairly unique performance.
And having been at the Fairfield Community Arts Center several times myself, I can tell you're in for a wonderfully intimate evening with your audience. And it's so good that you mentioned that symbiosis between you and the audience and the ability to kind of feed off of them and see what they're reacting to. And I imagine that influences what happens the rest of that particular concert on Friday night.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the tradition, as I mentioned earlier, with the Middle Eastern and Indian musicians. They come with very little structure. There's a lot of times that they'll show up and not even really know what they're going to play and kind of go over a little bit before they go out on the stage. But a lot of it is just what develops right there as they sit down in front of the audience and begin playing. Now, I don't go quite that far. You know, I have to have a little more structure simply because I'm trying to cover a lot of ground. They're pretty much playing one idiom.
Right, and you're playing 30 instruments.
Right, exactly. And also it's covering a lot of styles, you know. And
yes.
So, which is what makes these concerts fun, is because people will be able to hear a variety of music. You know, you can go to an Indian concert, and I love going to Indian concerts and Middle Eastern concerts. I do it a lot when I'm home. But you're hearing that style of music for the whole evening, whereas in this concert they're going to hear little pieces of poetry from different parts of the world. So it makes it a kind of a world tour as opposed to we're going to one country and immersing ourselves in that culture.
It's a tremendous buffet. And right now I know that there are some people, when I said the term a one-man band of world music, there are still people in our audience who probably have that vision of a guy with a trumpet in his hand, cymbals strapped to his knees, and a drum on his back. You are about to learn a whole new meaning of one-man band of world music. And Todd, I want to thank you for taking time here with us. It is not going to be a drum strapped to your back. People are in for an absolutely incredible evening. And this is coming up already this Friday, September the 20th at 8 p.m. Again, tickets at 513-867-5348. You can also get them at the Fairfield Community Arts Center at 411 Wessel Drive. Todd, I welcome you back to the greater Cincinnati area. We thank you so much for taking some time on a very busy schedule, and I hope that you continue to enlighten us by opening up a whole new world of music that many of us wouldn't hear if we didn't attend your concerts.
Thank you, George. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.
And keep learning. I have a feeling you're going to be learning all your entire life. You never learn at all, right?
Oh, that's right. That's the one thing you do learn about music, is it's a never-ending horizon.
Todd Green, thank you again for taking time with us here on WMKV and WLHS.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful program Friday night. You've been listening to Behind the Music, a special here on WMKV, as we spent some time with Todd Green, who will be performing at the Fairfield Community Arts Center. It's coming up this Friday, September 20th, 8 p.m. More details at 513-867-5348. Thanks to Todd Green and to the Fairfield Community Arts Center for their support of WMKV.